We want to consider the Word of God together now. Ephesians chapter 4 and verses 1 to 6. I'll just read the first three verses. We've read verses 4 to 6. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 to 3. Let's hear God's Word together. As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Well, we're thinking this morning about living the life together. The life that really matters. The life that is the life. The life that is life. That's what we're about this morning. And so we ask the question as we come together. How is it with you as you come to this International Day today? How is it with you? How is it with Feltham Evangelical Church? Are you living well? Are we as a church living well together? I want to this morning present us with a great vision of what it is to live well together as Feltham Evangelical Church, to enter into the life which is the full life. This is the life which we are called to as Christians. You are not a part of it if you are a non-Christian this morning. You have to be in Christ to start to enter into life. The life that comes in Jesus Christ. You have to come by faith, trust in him who died for your sins. But we Christians, we now, by the enabling of the Holy Spirit of God, can move into the life which is the true life. We have potential to move forward to experience all the fullness that God would have for us. And that is to be done together. We're a blessed people and we are to live out the blessed life together. We are a privileged people and we are to live out the privileged life together. So this is our calling. And interestingly, we've been thinking back in Deuteronomy of the past 3 weeks, and the themes of Deuteronomy are very similar to what we're thinking about this morning. The themes of Deuteronomy are about a blessed people who have been rescued from captivity, bondage in a nation called Egypt, and they've been brought into a special place, a special land, a special place to live, the land of Canaan. And the book of Deuteronomy is saying how they should live the full life. Well, Ephesians is about that, really. It's about the full life that we have in and through our Lord Jesus Christ. We've been brought into the blessings of salvation. We've been brought out of our sin. But we're not just left there. We're brought into this new life. We have all the blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So now, we want to go on and move into that. Live out that beautiful life in this, what I've termed in Deuteronomy, the salvation land, which we have been brought into by our Lord Jesus Christ. A couple of things just to mention before we start going in the main part of our text. No lone rangers. No lone rangers in God's ways. We're all called to be a part of a group of God's people meeting together. We're all part. If you're a Christian, you're called to be a part of a church. Second thing is, and I'll remind us, that this is Christian. This is what God's people can come into. Only God's people called into this beautiful way of life. So we got 6 points this morning. We want to learn from God's word as we've been brought together into this oneness, into this wonderful oneness in Christ Jesus. We thank you. We just want to thank the Lord for all that he's done for us and all that's represented here today. But we just want to be looking at 6 points this morning about how we are to live the life together. How we are to live the life together. First point then is the right foundation.
Okay, you're building a building. Your building will be no good unless you've got the right foundation. That's just basic. architecture, isn't it? Basic building common sense. But it applies in a pretty significant way, in a far more significant way with regard to our lives. You've got the wrong foundation for your life, you've got the wrong foundation for living and for eternity. You've got to have the right foundation. If you're going to live right, if we're going to live right as a church together, we've got to be having the right foundation. And the foundation is Jesus Christ. The foundation is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, the good news about our Lord Jesus Christ. And chapters 1 to 3 of Ephesians basically tell us about the wonderful way that God has worked in order that he would bring a people to himself. There's three particular themes in the first three chapters. The first one is the grace of God, the favour of God, the kindness of God, which brings people who are messed up in their sin to be a people for him. The second thing is unity. This is in chapter 2 in particular. All people, particularly there, it focuses on Jews and Gentiles. Historically, they'd always been divided, always been separated. The Jews were the blessed of God, the Gentiles were outside. But now we come together on the same ground, equally accepted in Jesus Christ. There's unity. God has made that unity. And finally, there is purpose. God is a God who's got purpose in all this. He's not done this as a haphazard kind of, you know, I've got it all together, I don't know what I'm going to do with it. God has a purpose in the grace that has brought us to himself and the unity that he has made. Chapter 1, verse 10. We read chapter 1, the verse 10. He says, to bring all things, the end of chapter 1, verse 10, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ. God is working to bring everything together in Christ. And we're a part of the beginnings of that. His church, we're in Christ. And then chapter 3 and verse 14, verse 10 of chapter 3. His intent was that now through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms. God has got the church to be on display, to show the wisdom of God in bringing all these people from. And we're a little bit of an exciting representation of that in Felton Evangelical Church. And now as we live, we are to live to show that out. This is the right foundation that we are to have. You see, the book of Ephesians is basically this. Chapter 1 to 3, God has done this. Chapter 4 to 6, you go and live it out. You go and do it. Live out this grace, live out this unity, live out this purpose, which is all established in the first three chapters. So as we come into chapter 4 and verse 1, some of your versions may have the word therefore. In the NIV, you have it after the first statement, as a prisoner of the Lord, then. In the light of all this stuff that God has done, in the light of that, this is what you are to do. The foundation comes first in chapters 1 to 3. Point number 2, the right direction. The right direction. Now, when you're building a building, you don't put your foundation down and then think, oh, I'd like to build this over here now. You know, that's just crazy, isn't it? It's crazy. You've got your foundation, you build on your foundation. So you see in chapter 4 and verse 1, you see this statement, don't you? It says, live a life. I urge you. This is Paul writing to these Christians in Ephesus who he loves. He says, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. So the calling you've received in chapters 1 to 3, that's all they're called into. Through the rich grace of God to be a people unified, a part of his great eternal purpose. And they are to live out this life which is in harmony with the foundation, which is, what is the foundation? Who's the foundation? the gospel of Jesus Christ. He's the foundation. We start with him. And we celebrate the first three chapters of Ephesians. They should thrill our hearts, but then we've got to go and live them out. This is the calling. Go live a life worthy. Go and walk, as your version may say, if it's different to the NIV. Walk. Go and do this. What happens to somebody who wants to be a doctor? What happens to somebody who wants to be a doctor? You know, say, oh, I want to be a doctor tomorrow. I just go to my surgery and say, hi, guys, I'm the doctor for the day. Well, people would say, what? Where's your qualifications? Where's your training? Where's your background? Where's your foundation? And the doctor has to go through all the training, doesn't he? Children, yeah, that's good. You're doing training for different things. The doctor has to go through the training. And then when they got to the end of the end of their training, what do? They can go and practice. It's a little bit of a picture of that here. You've got the established background and foundation, and then you go and practice it. Okay? Don't just admire chapters 1 to 3. Go and live it. Go and live it. Go and practice it. So you've got to go and live these things out, and we've got to live these things out together. And when you start to think about it, you think, well, that sounds great, doesn't it? That sounds great. And it'd be very easy to do it with a church out in the Amazon jungle, wouldn't it? Oh, I'm really in unity and peace with them. Or a church out in New Zealand. Oh, yes, great, I'm here, there, no trouble, no difficulty. But you know what? We've got to live it out with one another. We've got to live it out with one another. I've got bad news for you all today, Felton Evangelical Church. You've got to live it out with me. And I'm a problem for a start off. You know? And we're going to need some right commitments into this. So think about the third point then, is the right commitment. Paul has realized this is not all easy. He's ended up being a prisoner in chapter 4 and verse 1. He's ended up a prisoner of the Lord in chapter 4 and verse 1, it reads. For living out this message, people have turned against him. People connected with churches have turned against him. And people in the authorities have turned against him. And he has ended up in prison for the Lord. He's a prisoner of the Lord. And that statement then, as regards to this issue of the right commitment, is basically saying this is going to be serious stuff that we've got to get on with. It's not just a little easy thing. We've got to work things out with other Christians. We've got to work things out as regards to authorities that don't sympathize with us. You know, fellow Christians, we don't know what's ahead. We may be set upon losing our jobs. Many even have been doing in this country. We may be set for going to prison as the people of the Lord. But we need to be aware this morning, this is a commitment that is worth it. Paul's got no doubt about that. He's in a prison, but it's no doubt to him that this is worth it. So we've got to have the commitment. We've got to have a commitment to live right for the Lord. Yeah? We've got to have the right attitude. As we think about the fact that we're called into living these things out in the church. So I'm on to my fourth point now. I'm on to my fourth point, which is to have the right attitudes. Okay? And as we think about that, living out of this life together, we realize it's in a church. The saved, the realities of dealing with one another. There's a little phrase that goes something like this. To live above with saints we love, that'll surely be glory. But to live below with saints we know, hey, that's a different story. But we're called to do this, and we've got to have the right attitude. So let's think about some of these right attitudes. And these are the attitudes which were displayed most perfectly in the Lord Jesus. And we're in verse 2 now. We're in verse 2. Be completely humble. A lowliness. Okay, this is getting serious for us in this church. Living together. A lowliness. A humbleness of spirit. You're taking the lowly place. You're willing to serve others.
You're sold out for doing things for the benefit of others, not asserting yourself.
Secondly, the word is gentle or meekness. And this is not about pushing yourself forward or not pushing yourself forward or thinking this of yourself or not thinking this of yourself. It's basically not thinking of yourself. It's basically you're not interested. Feltham Evangelical Church, I'm not interested in what it is for me. I'm interested in what it is for you. It's not me I put first. I'm just interested in others. So it's an attitude where you're just not interested in yourself. You're interested in others.
The third thing then of these five things that are stated in verse 2 is to be patient.
And this is in the circumstances of life we endure long.
Some people, they're said to have a short fuse, aren't they? You know anybody with a short fuse? Well, this is basically to have a long fuse. You have a long fuse. You're not short-tempered, you're long-tempered. You're long-suffering. You'll bear with situations. Oh, there's sometimes in dealing with people, even in church, things, sometimes issues can go on and you wonder how they're going to be worked out. Problems even in your own life in dealing with people. And yes, those have to be faced properly, but sometimes it's simply a long suffering. And fourthly, there is this statement which says that we are to bear with one another. If the first statement about patience perhaps focuses on circumstances, this bears upon people. Bearing with one another. It's a happily putting up with one another. Can I say that? It's just simply realizing we don't always see things exactly the same way, but we can talk together, we can bear together, we can seek to understand each other. We bear, we forbear. Somebody might have a habit that you're not comfortable with. Well, if it's not against the word of God, then we just have to endure these things. Sometimes when we talk together, we can't understand each other properly because of our background. We've got to bear with one another. And we've got to do it in love. Got to do it in love. As regards to forbearing with one another, there was a man called R.C. Chapman, who was a great Christian in Devon in the 19th century. And there was a very difficult Christian man who came into the church in Barnstable where he was. And another person asked R.C. Chapman about this very difficult man who was in the church in Barnstable and asked him, how are you getting on with such and such a person? Obviously realizing he was a very awkward person. And R.C. Chapman said, he teaches us grace. He teaches us grace. There's that forbearing with one another. And as we come to this issue of love, we're thinking about a passionate commitment to long for the best for one another. Just spending for one another. Again, an R.C. Chapman illustration is R.C. Chapman, he just wanted to put into practice the John 13 passage about washing each other's feet. And he thought, how can I do that? How can I do that? And he thought, cleaning the boots of his guests. He could do it. So he would clean the boots of his guests. So his boots, the boots and shoes of his guests were nice and clean. He wanted to serve. It was a passionate love. He would give himself for the benefit of others. Feltham Evangelical Church, I've got to hit this myself. Are we sold on these five things? Are we sold into our lives? Younger ones, you grow up with these things as well. Just not seeking your own, but seeking everything for others. That God would be glorified. Can I give Feltham Evangelical Church a 3x3 today? You're all belonging for a 4x4, but I'm giving you a 3x3. And the 3x3 is this. Use these words in proper sense. There should be times, I'm afraid, because we're sinners, where we need to use these words. I was wrong. I am sorry. Please forgive me. I was wrong. I am sorry, please forgive me. 3x3 for Feltham Evangelical Church. Think about them.
So that is the second point, having the fourth point rather, about having the right attitude. The fifth point is to have the right striving. The right striving. As we think about having these right attitudes, we've got to have a right attitude to what God has done in and through the church. So verse 3, we would read this statement in verse 3. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 3. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Make every effort to make the unity, to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. So we think about the church, we think about Felton Evangelical Church, we think about what we are called to do in relationship to this church. As we've got these attitudes, we are to be making every effort. This be with all of our energy, with all of our efforts, we are to be keeping the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. The first thing we got to say here is, we don't make it. We don't make it. Okay? Children, everybody, imagine going to a potter's shop, to his workshop. And the potter says to somebody like me, I want you to make a pot. I want you to make a beautiful pot. And I have a go at making it. And what will it end up like? It'd be pretty hopeless, wouldn't it? It'd be pretty useless. Yeah? And you know what? If we all set about making the church, it'd be pretty hopeless, wouldn't it? You know? Go back to the workshop and go back to the potter. And I go to the potter and he gives me a beautiful porcelain pot, vase. And he says, that's for you. Look after it. Take care of it. Well, that's really what this is about. God has given the beautiful pot, which is his church. And we are to keep it. We are to take care of it. We are to use all our energies to preserve it. And sometimes the pot might get a bit broken. And sometimes it might get a little bit damaged. And what do? Well, some people go like this in the church, don't they? They think, oh, you know, such and such a person is like that. And such a person doesn't come to that. And such a person comes to this. And that person says that, or that person, they just are a bit difficult to get on with. And that person's, they're not very happy with that person. And they, oh, it's all useless. We'll give up. The church is no good and never be any good. That's it. And God says to us all at Felton Evangelical Church this morning, don't say that. Start to do your bit to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Today, put your bit of unity into it, as it were. Put your bit of keeping into it. Go up to somebody who you find difficult and just speak with them. Those situations you're finding difficult, pray about them. And start to put all your energy into keeping the unity in the bond of peace. It's a beautiful image, but basically it's building upon everything in chapters 1 to 3 about what God has done and what God is representing here. And we have to be working at this. And you're continually thinking, how can I show love? Somebody's birthday. Oh yeah, I can show some interest in them. Somebody's alone on their own. I can give them a telephone call. Or I can go and visit them. All these things, showing love and concern. Somebody's on their own after the church service. I'll go and speak to them. May there be a lot of keeping of the unity and the bond of peace in the next 2 or 3 hours in this building. Even over lunch. Okay? Even stop to pray with somebody after the service. So that is to be, we're to have the right striving. And we'll need the 3x3 in there, won't we? We'll need the 3x3. What's the 3x3? I was wrong. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. That'll have to crop up. If you don't want to be saying those words, then probably go to, well, probably go to the Arctic Circle and just sit on your own in your igloo. And because they're going to happen in a church. And we've got to forgive. We've got to ask for forgiveness and forgive one another. But just that raises a question, doesn't it? You think, well, we strive for all the right attitudes. Well, yeah, get those right attitudes. And I'm committed into all this. And I want the peace, this unity of the Spirit to keep it. Yeah, I'm going to do my bit there. And so what's going to happen if we just sort of drift along that way? We'll think, yeah, it's all easy going, isn't it? We take it or leave it. You know, I'll rub along with everybody. And it doesn't matter what people think about the Lord Jesus or about God or about this or about that. And then we just become a social club. And chapter six, and the sixth point this morning, we says we need the right understanding. We need the right understanding. And helpfully, everybody read these basic statements. And the critical thing to have in our minds is that the unity has been made by God. The unity has been made by God. He sets the terms of the unity, the base of the unity. And here are six statements, which all are most critically determined by the one. Let's go through them. This is what we're to understand. What we all share, you see. You know, we're not today saying, well, those three sisters from Nigeria, you know, they've got one Lord and we've got another Lord. You know, they've got one hope. You know, the church is one. And these are the six things which might say give something of a declaration of the heart of that oneness. So the first one is in verse 4, there is one body. We are the body of Jesus Christ. Regardless of your skin color, regardless of your background, we are all in that one body. Jesus Christ is the head. We are the body. Feltham Evangelical Church is a representation of that body. There is one Spirit, one Holy Spirit. Church calendar, it's Pentecost Sunday today. And the Holy Spirit is acknowledged as the one who is given to the church. And there's one Spirit for the church and one Spirit who indwells every true believer. There is one hope into which you were called. All of this purpose of God working and that grace and that unity. One hope. One anticipation of heaven. One longing for that eternal inheritance and blessing which is in heaven. That is the hope. That is the expectancy of all of the fulfillment of God's purposes into each of our lives. And we share that. The Lord Jesus returning, the Lord Jesus taking us home into his home in heaven and our eternal blessings there. So there is one body, one Spirit, one hope, one Lord, who is Jesus Christ our Lord, the one Lord we share. There is one faith. Oh, I take this when it says it's one faith. I take it to mean we've all had the same trust in Jesus Christ. We've all reached away from him to Jesus Christ. We have had faith and believed in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We all have that. Your journey was different to mine, but we've all come by faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And there is one baptism. One baptism. And because this is something clearly established and done by God, I take it is the baptism of the Holy Spirit which takes place when every believer becomes a Christian. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came and the church was immersed in the Spirit. And this is the age of the Spirit. And when we become Christians, we're immersed in the Spirit. Every Christian here. Okay? It's not as if some people were immersed in the Spirit and some people weren't. Everybody's baptized in the Holy Spirit
when we come to faith in Jesus Christ. And finally, there is one God and Father of all, who's over all and through all and in all. This is our great God. This is our great Father. This is the one who is over everything, and he's over this church, and he's over all of his church. And ultimately, the outworking of his purpose is to be over everything when everything is finally, all sin is dealt with. And it's all about oneness. It's all about oneness. And these things mean we have strong doctrine. Felton Evangelical Church has one Lord. There's one Saviour, one Spirit. And so we contend for those things while we strive to keep the unity and the bond of peace. There is no unity if we all fudge it as regards to those ways of salvation. Everybody this morning, Felton Evangelical Church believes in one way of salvation. Through Jesus Christ and him alone. No other saviours, no other lords. He is the only way to God. You must come by faith in him. There is salvation in none other. No Hindu gods, no prophets like Muhammad, no whatever. Only in Jesus Christ is there full and free salvation. And so we contend for that. We have that, as it were, form of oneness, but we live it out. Keeping the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Loving each other, caring for each other. Yeah. So this is not a candy floss unity. This is a solid unity, which we work out together. So let's go and live life together. This is life. It's interesting, as he starts to talk about living life, the focus to start off with is in the church. And it's from the church where we come together to encourage each other as a group of God's people to live out our lives in families, in workplaces, and in our communities. So we're coming to conclusion now. All of these right things, the right foundation, the right direction, the right commitment, those right attitudes, those five things of all focusing on our lowliness, the right striving, the right understanding. And finally, then we're thinking about the conclusion that we should go and live these things. Go and live them in the church. Go and think about how you can work these things out. That International Day 2019 won't just be, as it were, an isolated event in the life of Feltham Evangelical Church. It would be a propulsion to tell us, to show us to go out and be stronger together, more thoughtful and loving, working out these things. And as you think about the book of Ephesians, I'll leave you with this as a final point. That it also must challenge us as regards to other Christians locally and around the world and other churches around the world. That we are not just called to be living it out in our own church, which is absolutely vital, but also living it out in our relationships with other churches and with other believers around the world. God has placed his church as a masterpiece. And one of the scandals of our age is we're too complacent about the great divisions in the global church. I'm not saying we're all going to solve it, but we can all start to do a little bit to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And I think that's a challenge for us as a church, to think about how we relate to other churches, other Christians. So may the Lord bless us on this International Sunday. We've got lunch together now. Please stay behind and let's be working out some of these great truths as we spend our lunchtime together. So let's come and sing our final hymn this morning. And we're going to sing to the Lord. We're going to confess our Lord. We're going to sing 579. We're going to sing together this morning as our final hymn. One church, one faith, one Lord is how the verses end. And we're going to declare what we've thought about this morning, what we've shown through our service about the unity that we have in Christ. 579, let's stand and sing out to the Lord our final hymn this morning.